The following lecture, titled Islam, Basic Values and Muslim Unity, by Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American Spokesman for Human Salvation, was recorded May the 12th, 1996 in Edison, New Jersey.
Assalamu alaikum. That is peace be on you. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise, thanks to Allah, the Lord, cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds. We witness that he is one and one alone and needs nothing, depends on nothing that he has created. He depends on nothing outside of himself. He is the one who's independent alone, and we are dependent, all of us and his creation, on him. We witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed about 14 centuries and so ago, is the last of the prophets in the scripture called the seal of the prophets. Upon him be the prayers and the peace and what follows of the traditional salute to the last prophet. We're very thankful to Allah to be present here today, to have witnessed the occasion last night and got acquainted with the some of you that I didn't know before. Met a very distinguished lady from outside the community who was going to be our speaker, but it so happened that she couldn't address us last night. Inshallah, we will hear her at another time, sometime in the future, I'm sure. A lady who's doing a lot of good in her field to promote our youngsters who are interested in higher education and science, genetics, biological sciences, the study of genetics. So inshallah, she will address us on that one day in the future, sometime in the near future, we hope. You know, for some time now, we've been hearing a lot of interest in getting back to basics, and that interest is being heard in all areas of society. First, it was in politics, I guess, and then in the culture itself, employment, and now I think it's just a general call that's coming from everywhere, that we should bring our society back to basics. And whether, you know, you're a politician or in the political field or in a businessman or entertainer, all of us are affected by the condition of the culture. The culture not only of America anymore, the culture of the world. Seems like the whole world is coming under one cultural influence. And that cultural influence comes from the West and perhaps comes from America more than from any other place. I watched entertainers from Japan performing on television. And they perform so much like the jazz artists I used to see when I was a young man that I could hardly tell the difference. Only by looking at their faces can I know the difference. So this influence from our music, from our life, cultural lifestyle, has been exported by way of entertainment. The entertainment industry and entertainment media has